What's going on, people? It's your boy DJ A-Ron alongside my brother Cornbread, Antonio. Episode 196. We almost to that 200 mark, man. We getting to it, man. If you don't mind, bro, I would like to kick this off real quick.
Of course, bro. Man. It's your show, bro. What up, man?
Rest in peace, bro.
Oh my God.
No, for real, for real. Rest in peace.
All right.
DJ Mr. C, bro.
Okay, who's that, man?
He is the finisher. Okay. Mr. C is responsible for a lot of our legends in hip hop, period. He's responsible for Biggie Smalls, bro. He's nice. Responsible for so many other people during that time and getting them on radio, clubs, everything, bro. He is a legendary DJ, bro. Legendary DJ. He was on Hot 97 for years. You know what I'm saying? Breaking records. I mean, there are stories of new talent coming into the station and Mr. C, it'd be 3 o'clock in the morning. The new talent is supposed to come in and, you know what I'm saying, do a couple hours because that's early, early morning. Like you,
Facts. It
morning shows don't kick off until 6 a.m. He there at 3, club's already closed, he's there, and he's greeting them and showing them the ropes and doing certain things for them, man. Like, a lot of people don't take time and do things like that. They just kind of let you go off, do your own thing. So, if you guys need to do some research on Mr. C, musically, check that out, man. So, Mr. C, rest in peace. Really big in the DJ community, man, so...
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to him. Also, got another rest in peace, bro. This just happened, I guess, a few moments ago. Rico Wade, is a part of the Dungeon family, bro. In Atlanta.
In Atlanta, yep.
He is also responsible for Outkast, Goody Mob, TLC, and he passed away at the age of 52.
Age doesn't matter, bro.
It doesn't. Like, these people who are passing are in their 50s. And
you also have another individual who passed away, right?
Absolutely.
It was a hot topic, O.J. Simpson, man.
Rest in peace to O.J. Simpson.
And he was 76. So yeah. Age don't matter, man. The juice man.
Definitely. I do want to say something about the Mr. C thing one more time before we move on, because I know we got a lot of things to get to today. Mr. C, let's just put this out there. When people pass, I hate when somebody says that's karma. If they pass from something that is, you're talking about, let's say if they pass from cancer, any type of cancer, any type of tragic accident or something, ladies and gentlemen, that is not karma. That's not karma. You know what I'm saying? And to wish death on somebody, what's your karma going to be? You know what I'm saying? If something happens to you today, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't wish death on anybody. I never will. Shout out to Cam and Mace for them coming back together, fixing their situation that they had for so many years, and then allowing OJ to come on there and talk about football, because he is knowledgeable, bro. We have not heard OJ talk about football and sports in a long time.
And he seemed happy to be there, right?
Exactly.
Like,
he went forced.
Drag me out or y'all paid me, like I got to be here. No, it seemed like he was having a great conversation with him.
Yeah.
Like that gave him that extra life, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going through this colon cancer, but no, I get to be on this hot show.
Absolutely.
And have fun. So I like it.
So definitely, rest in peace to those individuals. Now let's get to it, bro. Because
it's been a bad couple of days, bro.
Has it really, bro?
For me, it has been, bro.
It has.
So how about you? How was your week, DJ? Let's talk about how was your week, man.
Our week was tragic, bro. Only tragic. That's all I'm gonna say.
Hold on. First off, welcome to Today Square Podcast, man. Thank you, listeners, for coming back, subscribing.
Nope.
Make sure y'all subscribe.
Nope.
Like the channel. We probably lost some people because of the beehive. I don't care. It is what it is, based off our last episode. But occasionally, we play a game, DJ, on the show.
Yeah.
And the game is, guess how much Cornbread's oil change was. So for the listeners out there.
Hey, 785.
So for the listeners out there, I have a 15-year-old vehicle. Do I ask me if I take care of my vehicle, DJ?
Do you take care of your vehicle?
No. I don't take care of my vehicle. Ask me if I know anything about cars, DJ.
Do you know anything about cars?
No. I don't know anything about cars. Ask me, should I care because I have a 15-year-old vehicle? I should start taking care of it.
You care?
No, I don't. It's time for oil change. I've been busy as hell. So ladies, my oil change.
Every year we do
my
this.
My oil change every is past year. The due date. Oh, my spoiled milk oil change. That's what I got. I go in. They try to sell me a new car every time. It don't work. They bring back a laundry list of stuff with my vehicle, bro. My oil change this week, DJ.
How much was it, man? What you do?
$934, bro.
I blame you. And here's the thing. In 6 months, you're going to have to do it again.
And that's half of the stuff they said was wrong with my vehicle.
Yeah. And you said, give me the stuff that has to be done right now.
You ain't. She said, brakes, front, back, clear, fluids, this. She said, spark plugs, battery, all that. I said, hey, well, the spark plugs and battery, they still going to be working by the time I come back for the next oil change? She looked at me. Yeah, I get. All right, well, we ain't doing it then. What you mean? We're not doing it.
Your shit going to blow up.
Brakes, extra squeaky and not working? Cool, I got young blood with me. All right, I'll get some brakes. Fix the fluids, all that. $950, bro. Or $934. I was not ready for that, bro. I don't like it, DJ. So I don't like that.
What else don't you like?
So I go to the oil change after I drop my son off. I'm like, cool, let me go work out real quick. There was a hot album that dropped. Highly anticipated again.
Again.
You got your boy Future and Metro Boomin again.
Yep.
Dropping another, 17 something tracks.
Plus seven, because it was like, it's the album, plus it's like an EP. It's like the album, and then there's like an EP on the end of it.
So to me, we talked a little bit about the first drop.
Yeah.
Metro Boomin cooking, right? He had damn near freedom.
Right.
To this, it seemed like this was more B-side songs to me.
I agree.
It was more like the lower tier beats. He didn't do no extra spice, no sazon to him. And in Future just hum. That's what he sounded like on all the
That's
songs.
Future,
I don't understand that, bro. So there were B-side songs to me.
Right.
But there was a special song. I almost got to the end. You know, I got to stomach Future. I got to stomach the album, bro. And I get to the end, and the song's okay. It's a slow melody song. And somebody starts rapping, DJ, and it wasn't Future.
Oh, man, who was it? For the people out there that don't know yet. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not heard the song, what is it? Red Leathers? What is it?
Red Leather.
Red Leather. It's a 6-7 minute song.
Yep.
Future's rapping for 4 minutes. Somebody comes behind him and raps for 2 minutes, and his name is Jermaine Cole.
Right.
So the look of disgust on my face of this man rapping on an Enemy Metro Future diss album to Drake when 3 days ago we got an apology.
Yeah.
I was very highly confused. But J. Cole, he got 100%. Last week, he had 100% support from me.
Right.
With the apology, he had 30% support from me. Before I give up this 30%, he better have some of the hardest bars cooking up. Metro, Kendrick, addressing the apology, or something. I got to hear it. My man is rapping about lily pads.
Yep.
Water bottles. Podcasts, nothing. Can I make an announcement, DJ?
Please do. Right here on the A-Squared Podcast, your boy Cornbread has got an announcement right now. Let's go.
As y'all can see, I'm highly disgusted right now.
What's the announcement, man? What you got?
So when there's an enemy and me and you are fighting and you throw a punch at the enemy, let's say you hit or miss, it don't matter.
Yeah.
But you apologize to the enemy that, hey, I didn't mean to swing at you. I know I connected a little bit, but I'm sorry. I got to stomach that. I'm hurt because we in the fight now and you apologizing.
Facts.
Cool. But then I see you take a picture with the enemies and the people we was just fighting with. And I don't get an apology? DJ, my announcement. If I don't hear an apology from J. Cole or an explanation of what I just listened to, of how he got on the track, it could have happened 3 years ago. I don't care. Yeah. I need to hear from Jermaine Cole of what is going on. He's coming off the wall, bro. He got a week.
He's coming off the wall.
I can't do it. I can't look at this man no more. He's coming off the wall. If I don't, he got 1 week.
From today? 1 week from today.
1 week from today. Our next episode, if I haven't heard an apology, it's going to be somebody else, bro. I can't do it. I can't do it, bro. But that's how I feel about it, bro. I don't like it.
I'm ready for the beef, though. So I'll say this. I agree with you about the album. I think these are B-sides, but I think this is also it's kind of like a good thing because it is for the real Future fans. You know what I'm saying? They really love this. Like, this the vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the vibes that they love. Me, not so much. You know, that just speaking on my own, not so much. I will say this. There's a lot of people that's been saying, like, oh, this person took jabs. You know, Rick Ross took jabs. The Weeknd took jabs. I listened thoroughly. I think a lot of people out there are, I don't want to use that the other word, but it's like they're trying to get a beef out of something that ain't there. That's what I think. I do think there was something when The Weeknd said, thank God he didn't sign his life away. I do think that was a shot at, you know, Drake's company or whatnot. I do think there's something there. Obviously, ASAP Rocky got off and he said what he had to do. He said what he had to say. I think that was warranted because Drake has thrown a lot of shots out at ASAP.
Yeah.
And he's done that over the course of years.
Why is that, DJ? It's because of Rihanna?
I think that's a part. And then they were playing Rihanna and Drake at his concert, and he was like, cut that off. He was like, cut that off. You know, we don't play that song here, da-da-da-da. Like, just corny stuff, you know what I'm saying? So
very petty.
There's something there with that. But here's what I will say. Antonio.
Talk to me.
I think this is bigger than hip-hop.
Okay.
I think I really, truly believe this. I was having this discussion last night. I don't remember a time in hip-hop where there was more than maybe two A-list people going at one person, going at another A-list person.
Agree.
I've never seen two, a producer, another rapper, another phenomenal rapper, a singer. I've never seen this many people speaking ill in records about one person. There's something going on. Drake did something, and I don't think it has anything to do with what the regular people are thinking. The regular people, oh, he's sleeping with this girl or he messed with this girl. You don't make these people. These are not the individuals that's coming at you over females. A group of the Avengers is not coming to you to battle with you over you sleeping with their girls. That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense.
And you have your supposed friend.
Yeah.
Apologizing to the other side, and if you don't know GJ, you cannot find the diss song anymore.
He took it down. Something is going, and this is what about that. Let me speak about that. I think what happened was this song that we just heard from Cole, I feel like it was already done. I feel like this is an old song that he did.
And I agree.
And I feel like when he put the diss record out, now you playing both sides of the fence. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something to that, to where he was like, man, I don't want to be in this stuff. That's my guest. Even though to me that's whack to do that, I think that that's probably where he's like in between a rock and a hard. Because not now it seems like I'm dissing my man, but I just dissed this dude. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot.
And that's cool. But I need to hear an explanation of how this song came about, right? Hey, we recorded that 3 months ago. I didn't know what was going on. That's cool, too.
Yeah.
But apologize for Drake for that song or have them take it down, just how you just did this over here.
Right.
Take it down. Like, keep the same energy for your people who is on that side. Don't do everything for them, but nothing for me. But I need you over there, then. Yeah. Go over there.
But it's like a lose-lose situation. He will lose either way. Because if he does that, then he go look like he's going to look crazy again.
Hey, he put himself in this situation.
He put himself in this situation.
He the one who said he was the I'm the big stepper. I'll eat Kendrick like breakfast. I'm going to drop this
Muhammad
diss track.
I'm
Muhammad Ali. He said he did this. Nobody
he should have just stood on that, bro. He should have just stood on that and let it be.
Nothing from the beginning, then.
Or that's it. But there's something that Drake did, and I just want to
I'm on Drake's side now. I'm going to have a Drake poster.
Drake did something, bro. Drake did something, and I don't know what it is, but I can tell you this. With this amount of talent that's on here, you talk about Rick Ross unfriending him and then getting on that record and talking, right? You got The Weeknd said what he had to say. Kendrick didn't say what he had to say.
ASAP.
Future, ASAP, all these people have something to say. All of these people have one great thing in common, bro.
What's that?
Money. I think this has something to do with money. I don't know what their business relationship, because all of these individuals have worked together with, I don't know if A$AP Rocky has worked with Drake, but the rest of them I know has worked with Drake in some capacity of music, towards something. Music. Absolutely. So there's something there. That's what makes me say that I don't think it has anything to do with females, because that wouldn't make any sense. A group of dudes saying, man, why are you sleeping with our girls looks crazy. And that's ammunition for him to come back and say what he got to say.
Oh, but in this diss track that he's about to drop, you think he's not finna say that?
I don't think.
What?
Well, first of all,
it's Drake, bro. Stop.
Let me say this.
Bring up some chick about Metro. He gonna say some chick about Future. He already know he messed with Rihanna. He's finna go buy.
But that's
he's finna go. Cook
if
these
he
dudes.
If he does that, that makes him even look cornier.
I mean, probably, but he's at war though. It don't matter to him.
I don't think he's gonna do that. I think he's gonna come out rapping.
But what is he gonna rap about?
That's what's taking this nigga so long. No way.
Well, it's more people popping up every day. That's his fault.
And if they know stuff, he know what's going
on. That's what I'm saying.
It's not good. He's not good, King. He's sitting back. He's trying to figure this out.
He's not good.
He's trying to figure this out. Because I think this has something to do. I really think it has something to do with money.
We'll see.
Billionaire. This fast, and I mean, I'm not to say this fast in his career, but I'm just saying, like, him being a billionaire, him being the number one guy, jealousy, envy, and females is not going to get these group of guys to come and rap about you. They rapping with you. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they already have. There's more to this story, and I think it's going to be a while before we get it.
Hey, we'll see. I'm here for it.
I want the beef. Listen. For all the people that's commenting on our post saying, I can't understand why people want beef and why we can't just evolve and all this type of stuff. Listen, in the words of Adrian Bronner, bro, shut that soft ass shit up, man. Shut that soft ass shit up.
That's hilarious, dog. He do say
we that. Don't want to. We hip hop is a competitive artist sport. That is what hip hop is. It's always been that way. So if you do want to listen to, I recommend that you go listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad if you want to listen to some bars about building us up.
A little Gandhi.
You go listen to Gandhi. You can go listen to what, listen, the Dr. world, Umar. The Dr. world Umar. Is your, if you want some beef, he go, if you want him to tune in, he go get it. It's not going to really not going to be good. Yeah. But yeah, man, that's my thoughts on it. I think it's more to it. I think we're going to see soon.
And
I really do.
Like I said, we here for it. But like I said, you ain't going to see him no more. He got a week to apologize or explain.
One week.
I'm not playing.
J. Cole is confused. I'm not playing, bro. J. Cole is so confused.
That's what J. Cole means.
And you know, here's the other part about all this. With all these superstars out right now doing their thing, and all the talk about everything, I think a lot of stuff is getting overshadowed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel bad for Big Sean because I listened to his song the other day, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but it is a good song. Yeah. It is a good song. And then he did his Tiny Desk, and we want him to jump in this too. Like, I want to hear the bars, bro. But he doing the Tiny Desk. He brought out his baby mom. This dude crying. Like, yeah. But I feel bad for him because he's not getting anything out of this. You bad know what timing. I'm saying? Bad it's timing. Bad timing, bro. Bad he should have just stayed sitting down.
That's what a lot of people are in bad timing right now.
It's not ugly. Good, bro.
Looks ugly, man.
It's not good.
So we here. We're going to talk about it whenever more and more stuff drops. Yep. So I'm excited.
A lot more music coming out, too. Hey, shout out to Chris Brown, man. More beef. More beef.
With the Migos. And
him and the Migos, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Breezy said, hey, y'all beefing over there? All right, bad. Well, I'm finna go ahead, release this deluxe.
Yeah.
And I'm finna talk crazy to Quavo.
He's deluxe to deluxe. I don't even understand how this happened. Bro, Chris Brown is wildin'.
Chris Brown needs to stop doing a deluxe. Bro, I cannot. He's the only person I can listen to 28 songs, and I'll be cool with it. It's going to take me 3 weeks, but I'm cool with it.
That's a fact.
You know what I need from him? I need a 10-song album. That's it. Or a 7-song EP. That's it. Just give me your best 7 and chill out, bro. Because all this, it's too much. It's too much music, bro. There is a such thing as too much.
It is.
It's too much. But, I mean, when you can create like this, I mean, it's not like the songs aren't charting. They are. But, man, sometimes too much is too much, though, dog.
Yeah, creator. Some things that happened this week, man. Some world news.
Yep.
So Florida joined other states. They made it a felony for porch pirates, bro. So if you get caught stealing packages off people's porches, and I know summertime's about to be happening, so people are going to be on vacation, you know what I'm saying, but still getting stuff delivered to their house. So they made it a felony, man. So I think that's a huge win for people out there. I know y'all seen those
Ring. Every day my Ring, day it goes off and it says this happened. I see the videos. I'll be right in the Ring app. I'll be like, it'd be right down the street from me. Like, somebody just walk up, take it, walk off.
Yeah, I don't know. So, like I said, I'm glad they doing something, but now it's a felony, but we got to hold people accountable, right?
I got a better way.
Go ahead.
If you walk up and you see a package and you take the package, I think if it's not yours, it should be like how if you rob a bank and you take the money, once you open the bag, it just blow up. Mm-hmm. I think that's what should happen when you get the package.
Like a fingerprint scanner or something like that.
Yeah, and don't tell them about it. Don't say nothing. Just don't say nothing to it because once they know, they're going to try to figure out. Just all we need is about one person from each city and each state. That's it. Each city, each state to blow up. Jesus. Don't put it on the news or nothing. Just what happened to him? He blew up, and then show the Ring camera. Just show that they'll stop because that's the only way to stop them. The felonies is not gonna stop them. That's a good thing. It's a step.
It's a step forward.
But we gotta blow them up, bro. We gotta just blow them up.
Good.
Yes. Like as soon as they get home, they gonna be like, "Ooh, I know it's something good up in here." As soon as they rip, bow.
That's hilarious. Another subject that we didn't talk about, which I'm surprised you didn't.
What's that?
So obviously Kobe Bryant, you know, rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
Him and his family, you know, his moms and pops.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Didn't get along well. Well, they did, but
they made amends. They made amends, and then they argued
because of who he married, right?
Yes.
With Vanessa Bryant. So Vanessa don't mess with the parents. And the parents don't mess with Vanessa. It is what it is. Kobe was the middleman, right?
Right.
Obviously, he's not here anymore, so his estate goes to Vanessa, goes to his wife and his kids.
Yep.
Cool. Apparently, Kobe Bryant's parents are broke or they can't afford something or whatever that is. So Kobe gifted his first championship ring to them. You know, like, hey, I did this for us. I did this for you guys. You know, this only way I can pay y'all back is this. This is all the hard work that y'all put through. I gave y'all this ring. Now, DJ, they sold this ring, bro, for 900,000 of them tings.
There you go.
How you feel about that, DJ? Laker fan. How you feel?
Knowing the history of what they've gone through, the real issue here for the people out there that don't know is not that his parents didn't want him to marry her. They wanted him to have a prenup.
Facts.
He didn't want to do a prenup. Like, this is something that he wanted to do. Whatever they talked about is whatever they talked about. They decided to do it. So Jelly Bean Brian said, all right, bet. So if you do that, we're not coming to the wedding. But it still was an open invitation for them to come to the wedding. They chose not to keep in mind. I'm giving you all the words that was told. Hey, the door is open. You can come. We not coming. Okay. So you made that choice to not come. So now you're furthering the problem. You're not bringing anything together. Because he's getting married regardless. It's not up to them. It's not up to the parents to, you know, choose. You could choose to go or not, but they chose not to. So this ain't the first time this has come up. They sold some other high school things in the past, and he's tried to stop them from doing this. I think he tried to buy some of the stuff off of them because they wanted money. But he said in interviews, like, I can't keep giving, and they just keep taking.
They ain't got no jobs? Like, what is going on?
Now you asking the question that he asking. Like, how much can I give, and bro, how much are y'all going to take?
If y'all can't live here, sell the house.
He tweet.
Go to a tent. I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Kobe does not tweet. He's not. He was never a tweeter, bro. He sent a tweet out years ago, and he said, "I can give, but you can't keep taking." And that's what was happening. So, to answer the question exactly, how do I feel about it? I guess this is the end of the chapter. That's the end of their chapter, because now they don't have any. Like, that's it. So you got rid of that for under $1 million. Good riddance. I mean, I hope you can invest. You didn't invest nothing else. So good luck.
And it's like, it's $100,000 just because it's Kobe's ring.
Yeah.
If Kobe was still alive, it wouldn't. And he sold it. It wouldn't be $900,000. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be $900,000.
Right.
If he was alive and sold it, it wouldn't be $900,000.
Right.
So it's like, y'all still profiting off of. Double profiting
they
off
keep
of your
taking,
son's death, bro.
Taking.
Which is sick, man.
So to me,
sick.
To me, they didn't. I don't know. We don't know these people, bro. But at the same time, on the outside looking in, it's like, y'all are still taking. Even in his death, you're taking. There's a million ways. You're Joe Jelly Bean Bryant. You played in the NBA. You trained your son. You can't write a book? You can't find nobody to help you about what it took to write a book about your son. That's capital. That's telling your story. There are so many other ways, I think, that they could go, you know what I'm saying, to get capital. I don't understand it. But look, I'm sure Kobe has given them more than that before. And if that money is gone, this is going to be no different. It ain't going to be no different. And I for the people out there that's saying, well, Vanessa, you know, her kid's dad is gone. The granddaughter is gone. She could at least make amends and, you know, help the family out and stuff like that. No, she's standing on business. She's standing on what her husband and her was doing. It wouldn't be no change if he was here. So she is doing what she wants to do and what she feels is in the best interest of their family.
I'm with you.
That's how I feel.
I'm with you. What else you got, DJ?
Stop taking. Stop taking and give a little. We know they're not going to give shit, but I'm just going to say stop taking. J. Cole needs to stop taking. He needs to stop taking.
He needs to stop a lot of shit. Or change your name to Cole 3000. That's what you need to do, bro. Be Andre 3000, little brother. Don't say nothing to nobody. Be one of the coldest lyricists out there, but you ain't beefing with nobody. You going to play the flute.
Get
cool.
Yeah.
Don't hip hop is cool with that. We got lanes for that. We got backpackers.
We got
Come
you.
On, bro. Go cook. It's cool. But when it's wartime, don't say you here and sign up to be a goddamn SEAL in a Marine And then when bullets start firing, you start shooting, and then you go over there and apologize.
Nah, he the one to step out first. He step out first. What's up? What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Talk to me nice.
And as soon as somebody get hit, he run faster than a speeding bullet.
They over there. You gonna snitch now? Like
they still
on,
over there.
Yeah, your name is Cole 3000. You got a week, bro. You got a week, dog. I'm done with you, dog.
Man, other than that, bro, I don't think there's any super hot topics. I will end on this one because I want to ask your opinion.
Okay.
This is the last hot thing that's going around. A lot of people are asking questions about the whole Diddy situation, the raid, and, you know, it's Homeland Security and, you know, LAPD, so on and so forth, Miami PD, Homeland, all that. They came there. They took things, electronics, so on and so forth. They did all that. And here we are. And there's no criminal charges still. It's only the civil charges from past, you know what I'm saying, that was going on. So what's your take on the fact that there hasn't been any criminal charges at all so far, or any information? No, nothing has come from the raid. What's your take on that?
I would just say it takes time.
Okay.
I mean, everybody's on a timer. We live in a microwave society, right? We live on a social media society. We think something happened. Somebody murders somebody today, they get caught tomorrow, get convicted, and then they serve their life sentence in 4 days. That don't happen in real life, bro. Right. So let the system play out. Yes, it's bad publicity for Diddy, especially if he didn't do anything, right?
Right.
It's bad, but that happens in everything. That's what the internet. The internet's going internet. So just
I was just wanting to know because it seemed odd to me that all of that, you know, all of that happened. And in order, from my understanding, we talked about this on the pod, in order for that, for them to even have that much manpower,
right,
it costs money. And a judge got to sign off on all of that. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, they had to have some type of facts on what they're going to look for. They had to have something in order. They couldn't just show up and be like, well, we think he's doing this.
So
they
had
to have something, right?
Have you ever heard of the phrase, the more you know, is the less you know?
I have.
So if I go into it thinking one thing and I find 40 things, it's going to take a second for me to decipher what the hell I'm watching.
Now you got
to
go through. Yeah.
And I got to go through and say, okay, now we got witnesses over here. Oh, I didn't know A Square Podcast was involved. Now
we was there, but we left 30 minutes before the
party,
the devil.
The party party.
yeah.
We was at the party, but not the party party. So that takes time.
It
witnesses,
does.
Bank statements. You got to have another judge sign off if I got to raid somebody else. Like, it takes time. It's going to wash out. Trust me.
Well, don't come over here with that bullshit.
It's going to wash out. So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's too early. I get where people are waiting to see, but trust me. Diddy's aware of what's going on. Just because we ain't, because we live on the internet, it's okay. Yeah. Diddy know. Diddy is either sweating and can't sleep. Or he's playing Call of Duty right now. Whatever it is, he knows what's going on. We don't. We'll see it on the news, bro. That's it.
No doubt, man.
I got one more thing.
Yep.
So, I think end of last year or beginning of this year, there was a meter that showed what people eat, like the amount. Remember, it'd be like whales, 30.
Oh yeah.
Humans eat 30 whales a year, but then chicken was number one, right?
Right.
So they did the same thing, but they did it with people. Who get killed? They did it with things that kill people. All right, so let's go over. Yeah,
like
let's
people.
Go over this.
People in the world every year. The yellow snapper, which kills one person a year. The tiger kills 3 people a year. Sharks kill 5 people a year. Wolves kill 10 people a year. Horses kill 20 people a year. 22 human deaths per year from cows. Leopards kill 29 people per year. Ants kill 30 people per year.
What?
Bears and jellyfish kill 40 people each per year. Bees kill 53 people a year. Birds kill 75 people per year. Pigs kill 82 people per year. Deer kill 130 people per year. Buffalo kill 200. Lions kill 250 people per year. Elephants, horses, and cats each kill 500 people per year. Crocodiles kill 1,000 people per year. Scorpions kill 3,250 people a year. Dogs kill 30,000 people a year. Snakes kill 50,000 people a year.
Mm.
Humans kill 475,000 people a year.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes kill 1 million people a year and are the number one killer. Do you know what?
I can believe that. I can believe all that. All that's facts. Every last piece of that is facts.
So listen to what they just said. The wild cooks us up, bro. We ain't built right.
Yeah. But you got to think about those mosquitoes. Like,
Then we have people killing each other 475,000 times.
Yeah.
We're our own enemy, bro.
Come on.
We got to do better, man.
We got to do better.
I just want to put that out there. I saw that. I like when they do those little videos, so I don't know what they're going to do next.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to share them. But that's it, DJ. I know it's a quick little pack, man, for the people out there, man. But we chop into that 200 in that fifth year, man.
Yeah. Well, just to give y'all a heads up, you know, Metro Boomin just made a post.
Shoot. We got a third one coming out next week.
It's a picture.
Is it with Kendrick?
Metro Boomin, it's Future, and it's The Weeknd.
Oh, my God.
And it'll say the biggest three.
Oh, that's cap. That's cap.
No, it ain't.
That's cap.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold you. It took me a long time, but The Weeknd cold, bro. I was sleeping on The Weeknd,
bro. No matter
if
he cold, he ain't the biggest three. That's
he
cap.
Is, bro.
That's,
no, he did
not.
The Super Bowl. I ain't see Drake do no Super Bowl. Drake better not start trying to out-sing. He can't out-sing The Weeknd. I know that damn much. It's not good for him, King. It's not good. So, hey, the biggest.
That's cap. Cap.
Cold 3000. Well, listen,
Cold
y'all.
Cold 3000.
Hit us up, asquarepodcast.com. I am DJ A-Ron. That's my brother Cornbread with social media.
Cornbread 1016, Cornbread movie reviews. Hey, man, I've been working, so stand by on Cornbread movie reviews. I might hit y'all with a 4 or 5 pack in a row.
And I need you to add in. I need you to add in X-Men 97, episode 5.
I got X-Men 97. I got the second part of Quiet Place. I got Kong versus Godzilla.
Nice.
I got Civil War, movie that just came out.
You went to see that already?
Yep.
I got
Roadhouse, the new Roadhouse.
Got it. I saw Roadhouse, yeah. I'd never seen the first one, actually. I had never seen the first one, and we watched it. I hated it. I said, this is trash. But I liked it, but it was trash. I was so upset that we watched the second one.
I got Freaknik coming out.
Oh, yeah, definitely Freaknik.
I got seven of them. Y'all keep playing with Cornbread Movie Review, bro. Y'all keep it up. Keep it up. Don't worry. I'm just working.
X-Men 97, though, episode 5.
Fire. I ain't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it.
Fire. Hey, yeah, best one.
I bet. Okay.
Best
Say
one.
Less. Say less. Yeah. Make sure y'all subscribe to Cornbread Movie Review and A-Square Podcast. Man.
Yep. And so until next time, y'all, we are out of here. Peace.